So I'm getting on Memdalet on the days. And we have Fern with us. Fern, you with us? Okay. Fern?
Yes.
Okay. The bottom line, page 88. Okay. So we said, Hashotamayim Litzima Ovechula. We said that if a person drinks water to quench his thirst, he recites the bracha shall call me a bro. So the Gemara says, La Puti Mai. If the Tanakh Mishnah teaches me, I drink water for X, I make a shot call me a bro. If I drink it for Y, I don't make a shot call me a bro. So, Hashotamayim Litzima Ovechula, La Puti Mai. I'm going to read the Gemara, La Puti Maman, the Tanke Umso. So he said, the Tanakh Umso. That the person drinks because he's like choking on a piece of meat. So he wants to like clear his throat, so he doesn't make a bracha then, because he's not really getting, like, he's not drinking water to quench his thirst, just taking it to clear his throat. Now, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Brain of Chobot, that's what I'm doing. Tarfon holds that you make the bracha Rishona, is Brain of Pasha. So in the Mishnah, it comes out that when it comes to water, so we had a machloka, this is yesterday's bath, which is looking at the all the days. So Mishnah said, Hashotamayim Simu Korah Shekhon Bro. Tarfon Omer, Brain of Chobot, that's what I'm doing. Tarfon says, the bracha Rishona is Brain of Pasha. So looking back in the Gemara, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Brain of Chobot, Rabbi Chesron, Amr Rav Avara Tanam Abaye, the Amri Lav Rav Yosef, what's the halakha in this situation? So Amalei put Chazi Mayam Adabar. It's the famous line of the Gemara. It says Rashi means go and see what people are doing. So the top line of the Gemara, Mayam Adabar, half no again, with Varna Hazudabar, the Tila Shah call. The Minad now, Rashi tells us, is to make a Shah call before water. So the Vesopar in the Hashra Baba Kasranana, Kuma Sheh Bara. Alright, let me just refer to our sheet news from Rabbi 15. So he quotes the Gemara, which is the Gemara already. Now, other examples where one does not recite a bracha on water. So Tosa says, he sent him a bracha flown as well from bracha Rishona. So Tosa says that when you're drinking and you're not getting any hana from it, in other words, it's just like clean throat, like drinking first, you don't have to make a bracha flown afterwards.
Really?
Yeah. Now,
let's take a look.
Now, he says here, other examples where one does not recite a bracha on water are taking water to wash down a stove.
No boiling the fresh up there either?
That's correct. Now, drinking water, and then I told you, what I recommend is to make a shot call first, drink some of the water, then take the fill, and then it's ready for a
fresh. Only the fish.
Yeah, right, but the thing is, like, if I'm drinking it, you know, like, you can always be, like, everybody's thirsty at some point, you know what I mean? So drinking water to wash away the bitter taste also. Drinking water is a diet requirement. Drinking water to store up water before a fasting. That's a tricky one. Now, in all these cases, if one is not thirsty when drinking the water, no bracha is required. Even though the Gemara, Mamad Hasel's, I'm certainly not sure I'm going to a little bracha, it's forbidden to provide pleasure in the soul without a bracha. One who is not thirsty does not provide pleasure in drinking water, since it does not have a taste. Now, Tosus asserts that other beverages which do have a taste require bracha, even when one drinks it when he's not thirsty. What the right pleasure from the text. Tosa proves that the bar is not going to be up. It's that one drink olive oil and additional purposes, which has their glory to the air, which is the right pleasure from the taste, even though it's not taking a pinch of dirt. It's so tricky with the problem. Now, the truth is, Yehuda adds that if one drinks water from the large meat from his throat, the water should be considered the top veil of the meat, which is the drug for the purpose of washing that meat. How so he adds that even if one were to drink cheese from the large meat, it should be exempt from a bracha since the drink is the top veil. Why does the Gemara only accept one drink of water? So the Yehuda answers that the person did not originally be choking on meat. Since when reciting the bracha on meat, he did not intend to wash it down with a drink. The drink requires a separate bracha, even though it's top ale. Thus, the reason one drinks water to wash on meat is to wash on bracha, not because the water is top ale, because water only requires a bracha on meat to make it on the third meat. Alright, move on to the now.
Work, you know, he said is that the number of God's life is totally distorted. And actually, part of the
Rashi says that the main yachad the tzirik bracha of the shom rabin kiln nevarich. We'll say nevarich elokim. Let us bless Hashem. Now the mission goes on. Now the idea is, first of all, it says they're chayav in the tzamim. Once we sit together, let's say whatever beginning of the meal or end of the meal, whatever it will be, so then I have an obligation to do a zimun. So then I'm locked in. I can't bench on my own. In other words, if I'm chayav to be mizamein, so I can't just bench. I'm leaving the LC around guys. I have to join them for the zimun. Now,
Wait.
The way I do this is I pause periodically. We'll get to the Mishnah. Think of all the questions, and then when I get to the Mishnah, you'll ask it, okay? So now, the Mishnah says, Achal demai umaser rishon shenflat trumato, maser shen behekti sheniftu. Now, the Tana's mentioning things that seem like, we don't really understand these cases. I'm going to explain it based on the Maskat of the Gemara. If it's like a shemet, like a tummy, in other words, like, it looks almost like trephus, but maybe it's not. So achal demai. So demai is the tavua. In other words, he had a bread that was made from tavua that was demai. Demai is the tavua that one acquires from the Amah Aretz. The Amah Aretz
doesn't mean like the person's ignorant, but it, I mean it does mean, but it means that there was a whole class of people who weren't so from, and they were the Amei Haaretz. So the Amei Haaretz would take Truma, most of them would take Masro, but there was a Mir Nimsa, there was a recognizable minority that did not take Masro. So Midin Torah, I could say, you follow the road, and you shouldn't have to take it. But Chachamim said, no, because we have this Mir, we insist that you take Masro from it. So he ate Demai, so he ate a Demai loaf, a loaf that was made from Demai produce, where Masro may have been taken earlier, no. But it was not taken later on. So he eats it. So it looks a little bit like Trefus, but maybe not. Umasirishon shenplat trumato. So it's going to come out from the Gemara that means like this. Let's say Masirishon goes to Levi. Now Levi gives truma meiser. He gives truma meiser min maaser. He gives 10% of his 10% to the Kohen. But this is Masirishon shenplat trumato. So that was given, but there's no truma gedola taken from it. So the Gemara is going to say it's a case where the Levi showed up in the field. In other words, he goes to the farmer before the farmer has had a tree, before he has a pile of tibua. So before the chiyuv of truma attaches. And he says, could you do me a favor? I'd like to have my matzah rishon right now. And the farmer gives him the matzah rishon. So he gets the matzah rishon, and he takes a truma meiser from his matzah rishon, but truma gedola was never taken from it. So it works out, but it looks a little bit like trait. You know what I mean? But technically it's okay. So he says here, or he's got master sheni hidden yishalayim, or hektesh that was nifta. In other words, the farmer has the master sheni and it's too far to go to yishalayim, so he's poded. So he has the tefua that was redeemed. So that should be fine, and hektesh that was also redeemed. But the Gemara is going to say he didn't have the chomesh. When you redeem master sheni and hektesh, you have to pay the chomesh. Fifth, he didn't pay the chomesh. So each one of these cases, it looks a little bit like, either looks like, or maybe like slightly not so correct, but notwithstanding the Hashamash Al-Khal Tzayis, and the waiter that ate at Tzayis together with the other people, and he was the waiter and he's joining them for the meal, but Hakuti, the Kuti, those are the Shomronim, the Samaritans. So the king of Ashur planted non-Jews in Eretz Israel. In other words, So after the king of Ashur, he conquered the 10 other tribes. So he took people from different places, and one place was from Kuta and other places. He planted them in Eretz Israel. And then Navi says that they were attacked by lions. So they thought it's because they're not worshipping the God of the land. So they convert to Judaism. And so the Gemara has a question whether they, according to that Chad, they may have later on converted sincerely. So the Kutim went through different stages, and eventually the Chachamim, the Gemara in the Kutim says they found the Yonah Matzulah and Harg Rizim. They found on Harg Rizim, where they still have a group of Shomerim today, on Harg Rizim, but they found the Yonah, the image of a dove that they were worshipping, they said we're going to treat them totally like Goyim. So the Kutim go through different stages where the Chachamim were distancing themselves from the Kutim. But here the Gemara says about Kutim is Amilav. Here, the Zvana Gemara, you could be Mizamein with a Kuti. In other words, they take it to Kutim or Jews, if it's a Jews, and you can do the Mizamein. Now, Achal Tevel, now let's say the person eats Tevel. Tevel is unpious products, like you're eating the Trefus. So the Gemara is going to explain that actual Tevel is too pashut for the Tanakh teach me. So the case in the Mishnah is Tevel Tavel Midrabanim. It means, let's say he grew crops in a pot, so without holes. So the crops grown in a pot are not high in the Truma Meiser on a Torah level, because it's not part of the land. But nevertheless, on a Drabon level, they are high. So he eats that. Umasa Rishon Shalom Nifla Truma To. Now, here means Masa Rishon Shalom Truma To. The Gemara is going to explain, though we don't know this yet, that means, again, the Levi goes down to the farmer, but here he goes down to the farmer after the two had already been piled into a mound. So now it's high in Truma. And he takes the Meiser, which he's entitled to as a Levi. He doesn't take Truma Gedola from it, and he takes Truma Meiser from it. So now, that Truma is bad news, because his Truma was never taken from it, so he ate it. He says, Master Shane and Hekdesh Shalom Adu. And Master Shane and Hekdesh that were never redeemed. So it's like the person's like eating trephis, in quotes. And it was things that are prohibited. But Shamash Shachal Pachot Mitzayit, or the Shamash, but he ate less than a Kazayit of bread. Bahanukri, or a Goy. A Goy is at the table. So he says, Ein Mizan Elav. All those people are eating treifas, and I'm using like loosely. In other words, they're eating the treifas, I can't have them in a zubin. Then, Nashim Bavadim Uktani, Ein Mizan Elayim. Now, women, I can't include them in a zubin. Eved means an Eved Kanani, who has a din like a woman, and Kanani, below Bar Mitzvah, Ein Mizan Elayim. Akam Mizanin, what's in the Shir in order to be Mizanin with somebody? So the Gemara says, Ak Kizayat. In other words, if I have Kizayat, then the person has Kizayat bread, he can join with Rabbi Yehuda Meir Akhtabetza. So the Machlok between, it's really between Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, so we'll see if the Tana Kam is going to be Reb Meir. Is it Shir, is Kizayat, or is it Kibetza? Alright, now time for questions. Okay, what do you got for me? Well, it's so nice to have you. Welcome, welcome. See you, Vigor. What a topic to have you with us. Wait, first of all, oh, that's wonderful. It's always nice learning, especially on your side. Who's your side?
Okay.
No. If you get the urge and you want to dedicate tonight, we'll do it, but there's a charge for that. You do? Okay, so the learning tonight is Lidu Neshama of
Mordechai Asher Ben Yehuda.
Mordechai Asher Ben Yehuda is the form of Rachman. All right, Shabbat is Neshama. What do you got for me, Michael? Wait. I need everybody's silence. No, I did not mean that. Let's say there are five people.
Right.
We sit down at a table. Now, I become obligated. I'm part of that mizumin.
I can't mention myself in the mizumin.
Right. That's exactly right. You got it. All right. Now what?
Why should it matter if the food is to my table? If they ate the food and I have not the food, she should bring it at the bench. I mean, the requirement is that a lot of us are off the ground. So it should be that on offer. It shouldn't matter what the food is. Be traced. The Gamra.
Make a bracha on that when he eats it.
Exactly. Make a bracha and he should bench.
Yeah.
Well, what
how can you make a bracha?
Right.
Go make a bracha to begin.
How do you make a bracha
for people? Let's say something. Just like if you eat, let's say Yom Kippur, you eat on Yom Kippur, you have to make a bracha and you have to get the vegetables.
Yeah. Make a bikosha. How do you make a bracha on
this?
Okay. I think I have to look. We'll see later on the Gemara, but I think it's an idea. Both say they raise the Neis Hashem. Like when a wrongdoer makes a blessing, it's Neis Hashem. It's like a blasphemy. In other words, like he's there, and in terms of the treifas, it's not so pashut that it depends on that you would make a bracha. Like it was like if somebody wants to eat pork, let's say without any extending circumstances, this way it's what bracha do you make on the pork? In other words, like that's cool.
If these guys make a bracha when they want to eat.
So, should they make a bracha? You mean if they're eating things they shouldn't be eating?
Right.
I don't know. I have to look into it. I got to look into it. Okay. I got to look into that. Okay. All right. Now let's see. But I think it's going to come up in the Gemara. If you wait till if everybody's here on Wednesday, I think it'll come up on Wednesday's daf. Okay. All right. Let's take a look. Everybody good? Okay. Let me go into the Gemara now. Okay. So we're talking about Zimshiman. So the Gemara says, Menani Mila, where do I know this halacha that there's a requirement to bench for the mizumin? And again, benching is one of the mitzvahs d'oraisa, like the brachos that are mitzvahs d'oraisa. We have birchos haTorah, and birchos hamazon is a key of d'oraisa. It says, v'chatzvot v'racha v'rachem l'kecha. You'll eat and you'll bless Hashem. So he says, so Gemara Menani Mila, so Amar Abasi Damar Pro, Gadlu La Shemiti Rom La Shvetav. So Abasi quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, like, let us extol God to be with me, and we'll praise him. So the key here is, one person is saying to at least two people, you see, right? Gadlu, in other words, Gadlu is to say to two people, Gadlu, you should extol Hashem, eat with me, unaroma mashmayatav, together we'll all praise him. Now, one of the Mefarshim brings down this pasuk, we say every Shabbos morning, it's the Dabu Shana Torah Tavi Malach, Nevi Malach, right? And before that it says, Abarchan Hashem, so it mentions two psukim earlier, it mentions making a bracha. So in the same parakim, he mentions making a bracha. Then he says, Galud Hashem iti in Rosh Vayetav. So he says, Rabbi Yabau Amar Mehafa, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Habagod Alotinu. He says, when I call the Shem Hashem, you should give praise to our God. So now that's a pasuk in the Chumash. Now pasuk in the Chumash seems stronger than a pasuk in Tehillim. So why would the first side hold the other one? So again, so I gave the reason. So the earlier pasuk mentions Avarchat Hashem Kolayit. It mentions making a bracha. This one doesn't mention making a bracha. In addition to which, the earlier pasuk says Unirom Hashemetav. We'll praise Hashem together. This one just says Kishem Hashem Ekra. I'll mention the Shem Hashem. You give go to the Lokenu.
But in benching, we're saying Nivarech Elokim. We're all going to bench Hashem's name together.
Who's speaking here?
Who's seeing where?
In the last pasuk, Kishem Hashem Mikvah.
Oh, so that's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. Yeah. So now that pasuk is really, we'll see, that pasuk is really the basis for Birkos HaTorah. Kishem Hashem Mikvah, we go to Elokeinu. That pasuk is there. Now, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Abba, or Bravo, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Abba, question aside, Minayin La'one Amein, Shlo Yavi Kolo Yoter Menavarech. How do we know that one who says Amen should not say an Amen louder than the person who made the bracha? Shneimar Gadlu LaHashem Iti, you should extol Hashem with me. Unrom LaShmo Yotam, together we'll praise Him together. So the idea is Gadlu LaHashem Iti, like with me, like not louder than me, but just Iti. He says Amar Shem Ben Pazi Minayin Shein Matargim Rashi LaYavi Kolo Yoter Menakoreh. So with Ban Chazal, we know that they had a Matargim. Somebody with Baal Kori would lay in a pasuk in Chumash, and then there would be a Matargim, somebody translating into Aramaic. And everybody spoke Aramaic in those days. So how do I know that the Matargim is not allowed to raise his voice louder than the Baal Kori? Shene'emar Moshe Daver V'Elokim Ya'anenu B'Kol. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu would speak, and God would respond to him B'Kol, with like the sound of his voice. She'ain tamalo b'kol, didn't have to say b'kol, l'ma tamalo b'kol, it was that word b'kol is extraneous. He says, b'kol shel Moshe, at the same volume as Moshe Rabbeinu. Alright, let's go slowly with that. Now, that was a little harder to understand. Let's see Tosfos. Look at the one, two, three, the third to the last Tosfos, b'kol shel Moshe. So again, so we're trying to prove that the Mitar game can't be louder than the Baal Korei. So, now, this is talking about at Har Sinai, right? We just had it, this was past week's Parsha Shavua. It says, Moshe Yidaver, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, Elokim Yanen Rukol, and Hashem is responding to him with a voice. So it means, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael, and Hashem is speaking to Moshe. So he says, so it seems, so Tosfos is going to ask, it seems very strange. But in other words, it's coming out, Elokim Yanen Rukol, and it was Hashem is equaling Moshe Rabbeinu's voice, but the targum should be Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, if the pasuk said
exactly.
that, right. So the pasuk would say Hashem spoke, and Moshe Rabbeinu, it was equal to the sound of Hashem. That would be a good raya. Here it's everything is confrontated. It's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking, and Hashem is equaling his sound. Let's take a look. The Kolosha Moshe, Viv Tomar, Hechi Maiti Raya Mimoshe. So it says, how do they bring proof from Moshe Rabbeinu? But Tzarek Latuye, Demoshe Yamitargim, William Marin Kolo Yoter Meyakosh Baruch Hu Shekore. It should bring a proof that Moshe is not speaking louder than Hashem. Who may be Shekosh Baruch Hu Yekore? Moshe Yamitargim. The Pirsher of Alphas, by the way, I want to give a Yeshkoach Mastov to Yosef, who just celebrated Siyam HaShas. It seems so long ago, but it was just 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
So Mastov to you, and Yeshkoach Mikhail HaChayel, Yosef. And I heard you made some fine words about me. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now, he says, Upir Shabalfas, so the Rifs explains, the Kol Shemoshe, Mistam Moshe B'chol Koko Haya Oneh, Kidosh Mikol Lokol Av. He wants to say, like, most likely Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking as loud as he can, because he's speaking to all Klal Yisrael. He says, about Kosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Harim Kolo, Shri Yilom Dabir Lom Moshe Levad. Kosh Baruch Hu is only speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, like they said, you know, Dabir Atah Iman V'Shmah Vayi Dabir Elokim Iman V'Penemot. In other words, we can't handle Hashem, we want to just hear from you. That's what Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to speak as loud as he can, and then Kosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Moshe. But Apilu Hati, I am a Biakolo. Notwithstanding that, Kosh Baruch Hu was like raising his voice. So Moshe Rabbeinu's voice shouldn't be louder than a Kosh Baruch Hu, Shia Kore. So he's trying to say that they both have to be equal. So when it's the fact that there was Elokim Yanen B'Kol, and there was, right, Hashem is the speaker, but Hashem was equaling Moshe Rabbeinu's voice. In other words, he doesn't want to make his voice too low, because Moshe Rabbeinu is going to speak as loud as he can. And he doesn't want it too loud, because Moshe Rabbeinu has to like be his volume. So Hashem, like Yanen B'Kol, he adjusted his volume to the volume of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, that's it. That's the right. Okay, now let's see further in the Gemara, and we'll close in a few lines. Okay? Okay. Now, 4 lines above our kids. Right. Tani Nami Haki, we learn a Bryce that supports this. Ain a Matargim Rashi Ilai Via Kolo Yotem and Akore. The Matargim, this is a Bryce, this is before what we just said. The Matargim can't raise his voice more than the Kore. Then EF Charlotte Matargim La Via Kolo Kenegat Akore.
if the Metargim is, can't do it that loud, and he's not able to equal the voice, Yima'echa Korei Kolo V'Yikro. So the Korei should go down a little bit. In other words, let's say I'm a Baal Korei, and I see this Metargim is not equal to do with my volume, so I should lower it a little bit, so then it'll be a little bit easier for him. You know, one thing I was kind of wondering about is, you know, when you're laying, so frequently the Baal Korei says aloud Amen. Like, you know what I mean? Like you have the brachot of the Ola, and then right, Amen, you know, like that. Like, and the Amen is frequently louder than the brachot. You know, so I was wondering about the appropriateness of that. So I remember many, many years ago when I was in high school, I remember one of the Talmidim asked one of the Rebbeim about this, and it must have come up in Shir, and he was saying that, you know, the purpose was to get everybody's attention, but I don't know if it's, I'm trying to look into it now and see how this would play out. Because the Torah, you know, it should be not any louder than the one who said the bracha. No. You're missing Kach with one. We had one issue with the laning and the targeting. That's off the table now. There's no targeting. That's not it. So now we said earlier halakha that the Amen should be louder than the person reciting the bracha. So if you have somebody who comes up, and the only thing is that somebody's... The people should say a loud bracha also, but...
All right, it's just the Torah. The Torah, in this case, is the Baal Torah.
Let's go back.
Would be that
here.
Well, the Ola would be the Torah. Right. That's what, but since he's not able to, so we have the Baal Torah.
All right.
So therefore, the Baal Torah, there's no question of the Baal Torah.
Right. Let's go back. 10 lines of over against what? Okay. Let's go back on the Gemara. 10 lines of over against what? So it says, Amar Abchana Barava, Minayin La'ona Amein, Shloyavi, Kolo Yotem, and Mavarech. That a person who says Amein should not say a louder Amein than the Bracha.
Right.
So here we have an Ola makes a Bracha. And then the Baal Torah is answering Amein.
We said that the Torah should not
say. No, skip the Torah. The Torah is a different sugya. Let's go 10 lines above where it gets wide, where the Yud is.
Right.
Minayin La'ona Amein, Shloyavi, Kolo Yotem, and Mavarech. That's the line I'm referring to. So the person who says Amen should not say a louder Amen than the Bracha. So that's the problem of which is dressing. Okay, I got to move on. Okay, last narrow line. Okay, now, Itmar. Now, we stated Itmar introduces Machlok and Amaray. So Itmar, Shlaim Shach Luka Achat. Let's say we don't have three people eating together. We have two people eating together. It says, Pli Barav Rav Yochanan. It says, Machlok between Rav and Rav Yochanan. Chanamar in Ratzul Zamin Zamin. One opinion holds that even two people can have a zimun. He says, V'chadamar and Ratzul Zamin Eim Zamin. One says they can't. Now, it's going to come out from the Gemara that the tzad that holds that I could do it will take it that will be an optional zimun. And three would be obligatory. That's the way it will work out. All right? Now the Gemara tries to bring proofs. You know, so Tanan, we learn our Mishnah, Shoshatul Kachachayam Zamin. So our Mishnah says that three people eat together, they have a fee of zimun. So Shlosha in Shlaim Lo. So that says three means three, not two. So that's the end of the tzad. This holds two. So the Gemara says Hatam Chova Hakrushut. The Gemara says not Mukrat. In other words, the Mishnah is to be talking about when is it obligatory? Like we were talking about before, Michael. When people eat together, they have an obligation to do zimun. But with two, we're not talking about obligatory. We think it would be optional. So in Afkinam, the Mishnah says Shlosha Shaklu. That's a fee of zimun. But two people perhaps could still have an option to do a zimun together. Right?
Two is an option.
Well, that's the way we're trying to sort it out. We had Machlok and Rav and Rav Yochanan. Okay, now, Tashma, the Gemara is going to say in the Maskana that it's Rav Yochanan who is the one who holds that he can, and Rav is the one who says that there is an option. So it's really, in essence, questions against Rav. So Tashma, Shlosha Shachluka Achad, Chayavim Lazamein, Ve'im Rishon Lechalek. Now, this is a Brisa later on. Three people who eat together are obligated to have a zimun together. The ain rishon lechalek. In other words, we can't. If one person can't go off and leave the two. In other words, the three of us, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, ate a meal together. So the Tana of the Brice is saying Reuven can't leave Shimon and Levi because then Shimon and Levi won't have a mezuzah. He's got to stick around. So the Gemara says the ain rishon lechalek. So shlosha in shnayim lo. So three. So it means the implication
three,
is three. In other words, if two can have a mezuzah, then we think that there would be no reason why Reuven can't leave. Now, we'll see in a minute. Tosos is going to ask, what type of proof is that? Maybe it's just saying that you know, what is Reuven going to do? If Reuven leaves, he has to do a mezuzah. But we'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says,
So the Gemara says, Shani Ham, Chatam, the Kabbalu, Kova, Meikara. So it could be different over there. In other words, when the three of them eat together, so even according to the Tzad, the two people could have Mezumin, but that Tzad will admit that three people are Achiyav, and two people are not Achiyav. So there's a greater mitzvah when three people have Achiyav, and they do it that way. So he's not, so he can't leave, because now the mitzvah is going to go down. In other words, when the three of them eat together, we have an obligation to do it. If I pull out, so then you can only optionally do it, but that's not as good a mitzvah as being obligated to do it. That's what the Gemara thinks. All right, let's do the Rashi on this. Let's do Shnayim and Shloshalo. Everybody with me, 10 lines to the bottom of the Rashi. Okay, you know, I thought we had so much time, and I seem running out of time. So Haki Pebrisho, Demita Katani and Rishon Lechaleg, that since it said that they can't break up, Shmamin ad Shlosha Mizamin Shnayim Mizamin, but people Ratsu, the Amrit Shnayim Nami and Ratsu Mizamin, if two people could have a Zeman on their own, so Amayin at Rashi Lechaleg, Belezil, who? Why can't he throw one guy leave and leave the other two? You have Mizamin. Now, the only thing, again, so folks are going to ask, maybe the reason he can't leave is because he has a Chiyav Zima. So some of the Mepharshim say that he's going to leave and join a different Zima. So he'll have another Zima, but he'll leave that. That's the question. So Shani Mikara, if he leaves, so now the Chova disappears for them, the Kamalu Bershut. The Gedol Metzuba Osa Mishenu Metzuba Osa. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Gedol Metzuba Osa Mishenu Metzuba. It's a greater mitzvah if I'm Metzuba Osa Mishenu Metzuba Osa. I have a simple answer, right? Either he could end with them, according to somebody showing him to be end with them, that's it. Or it could be that they already have a Chiyav Zimun and he's going to eat with them and he'll answer that Zimun. And there could be a lot of different ways to do it. Or it could be that he'll conceal his meal and they'll begin their meal and they'll begin together. What about that? Hold on just a minute. Let me just finish this for you. Okay, one more. I'm sorry to hold you up, Rabbi. Okay, now, let me see. Says three lines to the bottom. Tashma, Hashama Hashem Hashamish al Shnayim. The Shamus, the waiter, was serving two people. Harezo Ochelim Bahem. So he, the Shamish, the waiter, is entitled to join them and eat with them. After he showed all the Rishuk, even though they didn't give him permission to join them. And in other words, the assumption is that they'll be happy that now they'll have a zim. He says, I am Shamish al Shlosha. But if he's serving three people, he can't join them. So that seems to be a raya that two people can't have mezumin, because if two people could, so why is it that the Tana says they can only join when there's two, not with three? The implication that with two, then they're over seeing them. So the Gemara says, Shani Hatam, turn page, top line. So the same sort of answer that we gave before, that they're happy that when he joins, now they're obligated to do Zimun, so that knocks them up to a higher level key of mitzvah. Alright, now, the second line from the top. Tashma, Nashim Mezamno Ba'atzman, Bavadim Mezamno Ba'atzman, that the Brisa says that women can have a Zimun on their own, and Bavadim is on the last one. Avadim and Abed Kanani, if you have Abedim Kanani sitting in every meal, they can have a Zimun on their own. But if not, women are sitting together with Avadim and Kitanim, so they can't join together in Zimun. And it's going to come out, look at Rashi in the top line, Imratzwe Mizamnin, the Farish Tamil Kaman, Sh'ain Kviyotan Na'eh. In other words, their kviyas, their situation is not pleasing Lahalacha. Yishum Pritsuta Bein Dinashim Bein Dimishkam Zakur, the Avadim Kitanim. Whereas the Avadim are suspect for like sexual immorality. So there's going to be priests between the Avadim and the women, and priests like homosexuality with the kids. So we don't like it. So even if nothing going on, we don't like it that they should join together with the Zimun. In other words, the Zimun means that we as Bali Halakha can say, this touches on what I spoke about on Shabbos, and we can say, this is a nice Chevra. We're happy. We approve of the Chevra. So here we don't approve of the Chevra. We don't like the Nashim having a meal with Avadim and Kitan. Now, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, but the point is that alone. Women could have a Zimun.
Alone.
Now, I'm going to leave out the parentheses. He says, and you see, he says, Bahamea Nashe Kitre Gavre Damian. Now, 100 women, in other words, women can't be part of a minyan, or they can be part of a minyan, they can't form a minyan, but 100 women are the equivalent in halakha to two men. In other words, we think, in other words, even though they don't join together for other dvarim shebekdusha, but they would be, so, but one second, they'd be like two men. He said, like we learned in the Mishnah, please, I need silence for everybody, okay? So we learned in the Mishnah that a woman, we said, what did we say in the Mishnah? That we said that Nashim Avarutan in Zam Nalayim, right? They can't join the Zeman with men. So he says, Vamea Nashe, now again, with the Avadim, the Avadim are five minutes, it's like a woman. That's why those two are linked together. So Vamea Nashe Katri Gabri Damin. But Katani Nashim Zam Latzman Vodim Zam Latzman. So if the women are having their own Zeman, and they're not like in the getter of men, so Pistama, that must be like two men. In other words, he says, so Shani Hatam the Ikadeo. So the verse is different over there. Because the women are still like sapient beings, just sapient people. And so the women, having all those women, even though they're not mechuyev in it, but still shloshes chashuv. In other words, all the women may not be equal to two men. In other words, all the women could be equal, like in other words, like you have deos like three men. So Ihahi Ema Seifa. Nashim Avadim Rasu Zamin Ema Zamin. So he says, women and Avadim, they want to be Zamin, they can't be Mizamin, am I low? But Ikadeo, they have all these different minds, thinking minds. Shami Hata Mishom Pritsuta, because of Pritsus. Okay, so let me just pause for a second. Okay, I'll go over again. So it means like this, that we know there's a Chiyuv Zeman of three men have a meal together. That's clear. And three women get together, no Chiyuv Zeman, no Chiyuv Zeman. But the Tana teaches me that they could have a Zeman. They could optionally have a Zeman. So they're not on the same situation as the men, but they could have a Zeman. So we're thinking, if they're not on the level of three men, so they must be on the level of two men. In other words, because they're not on the same level, right? They're not higher like men, so we think it must be like two men. So 100 women, we think it's like two men, and the women could have a Zeman. So it must be that two men could have a Zeman. Please, just one second, so I'll open up the floor in 2 minutes. So the Gemara says that no, 100 women, that they have Deo, in other words, they have mind, so it's not the same as two men. In other words, it's more than that. So it's not comparable. That's what the Gemara wants to say. It's not comparable. In other words, like 100 women, they are, you know, the sapient beings, they're talking, they're just on a different getter. It's not like two men. All right, now, so again, the Gemara had two shitos. We had Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara is going to clarify who says what. And the Gemara takes it, though, that that the tzad that holds that it's optional has been able to deflect all the questions against it. Which one is? So we had a question before or something? So we had a question before. Right. Yeah, I think you should come to Gaffney and go through this pair of Rocky. I think we're going to discuss it. Shani Hakam the Ikadeo, the second narrow line in Tosfos. So Tosfos says, Mikan Mashvan Nashim Yichol Lazamein La'atzvan. So from our Gemara, it sounds like that women could have mezumen. Tosfos says, V'chein asu benot Rabbeinu Avraham, Chamiv shel Rabbeinu Yehuda, al pi avihen. That's the daughters of Rabbeinu Avraham, who is the father-in-law of Rabbeinu Yehuda, and based on their father's instructions, Rabbeinu Avraham, that they had a mezumen. Umi ulo nagu olam kein. Tosfos says, the minhag olam is that women don't have mezumen. Minagolim is they don't make mizumin. Now, in halacha, again, we just said they could, right? But the minagolim is that they don't. They're not obligated under any circumstance. They're not obligated. Al pi halacha they could, but Tosfos says the minagolim is that they don't. Okay, that's where I'm headed with this. So let me just see the Shulchan Aruch one briefly, and then we'll go on. That's what I wanted to know.
You want to
Yeah, so here's the way the Meir, the Mechaber, says it. He says, Nashim Avonu Ktanim Mizamin Lehem, Allah Mizamin La'aslam, they could be Mizamin by themselves, and the Mishmaru says, Rishut. He says, it's like permissible for them. And then the next thief in Shulchan Aruch is Nashim Mizamin La'aslam Rishut. The women are eating with men, then they got obligated. In other words, so three men are there, and the women are there, they're also fired. Yes. Here, the Yotza Bezimim Shalana. Right. Okay, anyway.
What's the point of Gemara saying that there are 100 women here?
In other words,
three or four, why 100?
In other words, no matter how many women they have, they're not fired as even. They're not fired as even, but there's something less than that. And nevertheless, it says that they're Mizami. So they're not chayiv in the means that, right. So it means that there is a getter for an optional zimum. So that's what we're trying to lock in. Hey, what's up there?
Three men with three women.
Right.
Women are chayiv, but they can't do it. They can't be stopped.
Well, they can respond to men.
They can respond, but they are chayiv with zimum.
Right. Okay. Okay. If you don't need three women,
one
woman is chayiv.
All
right. All right. All right. No.
So you have three women and two men. Should men leave?
So, I don't know, this is a tricky thing with the women. So we said the Minhag Olam is the women shouldn't, but they don't. In other words, the Minhag Olam, they're not Mizami. That's what we said. The Minhag, they're not Mizami.
If they want to.
If they want to. So, I was asking somebody in the base measure today. He said he thought that they should respond to them, but I need to look into it a little bit more also. They have to do benching. The Zeman is what we're talking about. The Zeman. The Bar. Should or should not? I spoke to somebody in the base manager today. He thought that they should respond. The men should respond to the women. But again, the men are going to limit, so they don't do zero. Okay. Please, I've got to move on. Please, I need to move on. I need to move on. Please, please, please. Everybody, I need to move on, okay? Now, let's go on. Now, the Gemara says... okay, now, the Gemara says around long time. Okay, I don't have time for any more questions. We used up all our time. Okay. Tistayim, now we should conclude. Rav da Amar, Ratzah Zami, name is Zami. Now, look at Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, which we had, the Lacha follows Rabbi Yochanan. So it's important for us to know which way we're going with this. So the Gemara wants to conclude, the Gemara is going to reject this, the Gemara wants to conclude that Rav says, in Ratzu Zamein, Ein Zamein, that again, we're going back to the two and the three, that if two people want to be Mizamein, they can't be Mizamein. So that would mean that the Lacha is like Rabbi Yochanan would mean that they really could. He says, the Amar Rabbi Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Shoshasha Achlu Kachak, if three people ate together, and one of the three went out to market. So the different folks know how to learn this line, but a number of parshim learn out that they call him, in other words, he's out in front of the house, and someone one penny wants to say the door is open, and he's like in front of the thing. They're going to call out the Zeman, and he's going to respond from the street. The different shot is that he's coming back in, but it's not so pashut. It says, Korin lo mizam nilav. So tama de korin lo. So the only reason that he's able, that they're able to have a zoom in is because he's able to do the call and he responds. Hello, Korin lo. If they're not, then he can't have a zoom in. So we think that's a proof that Rav, as the opinion holds, I can't have a zoom in two, I have to have three. So the Gemara says, no, it could be that Rav holds two. It could be, like we said before, that since they were on a chova with three, we don't want to go down to two. So that's what Ella. So the Gemara now reverses course. El Tistayim to Rabbi Yochanan who damar Rasu Zamin Mizamin. We have to conclude the other way around. The Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds that if two people want to join for Mizumin, they can. The Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabba Bar Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan. If two people eat together, one could be yotze with his friend's bracha. In other words, two of us eat together, so one of us is going to make the berakas amazon, and I'll listen to the berakas amazon, and I'll be yotze with shomei ka'onet. Now, the Gemara is going to say in a little bit that you shouldn't do that, but so the mafarshim say that that's when both know how to bench. If one's a boar and one's a tamid chacham, so then I need to, and I didn't have the whole benching, you know, written out, so I need to do that. Tanina. So we were
Osek in the statement for Rabbi Yochanan, and we said, what is Rabbi Yochanan teaching us? Shomei Ka'ona, so that I know already from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Shema B'lana Yatsa. The Braisa says, if I hear something like Halel or another Bracha, and I want to be Yotze, and you have come to be Motze me, even though I didn't say Amen, so I'm Yotze. But Amr Zeir Lomar, Shem Birkat is even Beinehem. So Rabbi Zeir said that the purpose of Rabbi Yochanan's statement was, Shtaim Shakul Ka'akar Acham Varech, one makes the bracha, if it would be as Birkas Zimu would say, it says, you know, that is Mabarak Lashne, the Chag Mabarak, what is the Lashon Rashi has? He says, Zimu and Birkas Shneim, right. So it would be Echad Yotze the Birkas Shneim, not Echad Yotze the Birkas Chaveiro. It was Echad Yotze the Birkas Shneim, in other words. So Rabbi Yochanan is really teaching me that when two people are eating together, there's no birchas zimun. So it's a sign. So the Gemara says that that's what you should conclude. Okay, I got to run now. Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Huna Rav Huna. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna said to his father, apparently, now Rabbanan da Atumi Ma Rabba Amri, but the Chachamim who had come from the west, from Eretz Israel, came and said, in Rashi Zamin Mizamin, if people want to have a mizumin, two people, they can have a zimun. My love, the Shmi Lumen of Yochanan. So if you're coming from Eretz Israel, so the big gadol in Eretz Israel of Yochanan. So you said Rabbi Yochanan holds two people can't have a zimun. The people came from Eretz Yisrael. He said that you could. So must have heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. Lo, Shmuel Rav Mikami Dinatin Babel. They must have heard it from Rav before Rav was Yorei to Babel. Rav started out in Eretz Yisrael and he went to Babel. Okay, now Gufa, I'm Rav Dini Bar Yosef. I'm a Rav. Shlosha Shachlu Kafat. Three people lay together. Yatsa Chamihim Lashuk, and one of them went to the market. Karinlo Mizamilav. So they call to him. It means he's going to respond to their Zeman. They're in the house. He's out in the front yard in the market. So he's going to respond to them. So Amar Abaye, who dekaru leva ani. So Abaye says, provided that they call him and he's responding to their Birchas Zeman. Amar Bar Zutra, below Amran, and Labashlosha. So Rav Zutra said, that only works if you have three people. He says, Aval Ba'asara, if there are 10 of us, and number 10 walked down to the marketplace, Adeneti. So we require the 10th person to actually be here, present. So Maki Baravashi Adraba Ifka Mastabra. So Ravashi says, I think Punkta Kare. It should be the opposite. Tisha nearing Ka'asara. 9 people look like 10. We'll see this see you later on. The Gemara wants to say, like, what do you need for a minute? The Gemara wants to say, the Tisha nearing Ka'asara. 9 people are floating in the room and it looks like 10 people. Maybe that should count for a minute. So here it's 9 people. So even though he's out in the market, but he'll be answering, so it looks like Asara. He says, Shnayim ain't nearing Kishlosha. 2 people don't look like 3. So there, so it makes more sense. Be there for the 3, but for the, we'll be more lenient with the 10. So the Hilchot took to Marzutra, but the Halakha follows Marzutra that, we're machmir with the 10. My Tama came into Bible, Puri, Shem Shemayim, Batsir, Mesar, Lava, Orachara. We have to mention Nevarach Elokeinu. So Nevarach Elokeinu, it's not right to have Nevarach Elokeinu unless the minion is there present right in here. So Amar Abaye, Nikhtinan, we hold from the Sora that Shnaim Sha'adlu Ka'achat, Mitzvah Lechalek. If 2 people ate together, so it's Mitzvah Lechalek, meaning each one should bench separately. In other words, Bar Chazal, when you have a Mizumin, not like our Mizumin, one person would do all the benching and the others are listening to the brachot. I'm not saying anything, you're doing the brachot. But if 2 of us eat together, he's saying the correct way is not that you should make the brachot and I'll have to come out of the yotze, you should bench and I should bench. Okay? So he says, Tani Nami Hachi, learn a Bryce that supports this. Shnaim Shetul Ka'achat Mitzvah Lechalek. Vamem Murim Sheshneim Sofrim. If they're both Sofrim, they're both Tani Nechachamim. Aval Chat Sofrim Vechat Bor. If one person's a Sofrim and one's a Bor, he doesn't know. Sofrim Mabarak Bor Yotze. So one person will bench and the other will Yotze with his bracha. Amar Rava, Hamilta Amrita Anoa, V'itamra Mishmei Reb Zera Kvati. He says, the following statement I made, but Reb Zera also said like me, Shoshu Shachut Ka'achat, if 3 people ate together, Echad Mafsik L'Shnayim, V'Yishnayim Mafsik L'Echad. So, let's say all three of us eat together, and then 2 of us want to bench, and 1 wants to continue eating. Reuben and Shimon eat together, and Shimon and Reuben and Shimon Levi. So Shimon and Levi, they want to bench, and Reuben wants to continue eating. So Echad Mafsik L'Shnayim. Lacha is that Reuben should stop and answer to the Zimun, and then continue on with his eating. And when he answers the Zimun, and he'll wait till the end of the first bracha of Azan and Akol. So he says here, Vein Shnayim Mafsik L'Echad. But if 1 person wants to bench, so the other two, or within the rights to say, tough luck, wait for us. Now again, like, I don't have time to get into it right now, but like, you're a little bit hostage, right? You're chayav in a zimun, so I want to eventually leave. But I can't leave until they have the zimun. So it's saying that it's just one person, like the derech eretz, the two people can hold him up. He says, let's wait. Okay, remember, I have no time for questions. I'll try to get time at the end. Below, is that true? In the word, you can't, in other words, they're not shleim afik lechat, two don't stop for one. Bahabra papa, if siklei la'aba, and there's different gearses, la'aba mari, la'aba mar brei, ihu b'chad. So Rapapa, his son, and somebody else were eating together. So the Rapapa, he interrupted his meal. The son wanted to bench. So Rapapa and the third person joined the benching, even though they wanted to continue eating. So they didn't do it. So Shani Rapapa, the thing Mishura did with the Abbot. So Rapapa was different. He went above and beyond the full of duty. So he did not have to do that. And then Rashi says, even though he wanted to be matched his son. His son wanted to bench, and they did that way. Now, the first white line downstairs, okay? And then if I get a few minutes, I'll try to force some questions. I'm sorry. Yehuda Bar Maremar, Umar Barabashi, Rabakam Yidifte. So you have three Chachamim, Karki Rifta Bahadi Adadi. They were eating bread together. None of them was more distinguished than the other. Those are all basically, they're all Talmidei Chachamim, but they're all, nobody's head and shoulders above the other. Now we're going to leave out the parentheses. So he says, so where some say Amri, so we have Yafi become a Bailu, but on the side it says Amri. So he said, when the Mishnah says that three people eat together are obligated to do Zimun, that's where one person is more distinguished than the other two. So then we'll do the Zimun. They thought that if we're all on the same level, it's a better mila that we should each say our own bracha, that we should all do our own benching. So Baruch Inish Lenashe, so everybody benched on their own. Atu Kami de Maremar, they shut up before Maremar. Amar Lehui, they bracha yitzatem, they zimun lo yitzatem. He says, you were yotze benching, but you didn't fulfill the obligation of zimun. But it means you should have had a zimun. The chitemru nahadar in the zamein, they said, we'll go back and now we'll do the zimun. So ein zimun ma'freya. It's like, you know, too bad, so sad. Once it's gone, you can't catch the zimun. Now, ba'u mitza'an shem b'barachim ma'hu omer achareihem. You know, can you give me a sitter? Can you give me some things that Gary said? Thank you so much. Now, the Gemara says, let's say I come in and I see people about to bench. I didn't eat anything with them, but they're benching. And so what am I supposed to respond? In other words, I walk in, I didn't eat, but they're benching with a Zimun. I didn't eat anything. So what do I respond?
Now, it's covered here in the Seder, which is nice. Of course, it's easy to get it.
Now, so he says here, so Rav Zvi Amar Baruch Mavorach. So Rav Zvi says you should say Baruch Mavorach. And let's look at Tosfos, the third last Tosfos. Rav Zvi Amar Baruch Mavorach, Ubahag Pasak Baruch Mavorach Shemo Tamid Lilam Ba'ed. So the Baal Alachim Gdolos is a fuller statement. Like Baruch Mavorach, he blessed his name forever. In other words, so the person in the Zami says, Nivarech Elokeinu Shechalam Mishalav. So everybody's saying, Baruch Elokeinu Shechalam Mishalav, but he's going to say, and we have here, Baruch Elokeinu Mivorach Shemot Tamei Lilam Ba'e. He has a different line to respond. He can't say, Shachalu, he didn't eat, right? So he uses a different line. Now back in the Gemara, he says, Rezun Baruch Mivorach, Rapapamar, Ona Amen. He just says, Amen. He says, Below, please, there's no machloka. Hada Ashkechinu Dekaami Nivarech. If he walks in and they're saying Nevarech, he says, so then he'll respond the first way. He says, Mahadashkin Ka'amri Baruch. If he walks in and he doesn't hear Nevarech, he just hears them saying Baruch, you know,
they're answering.
So he says, Ashkin Ka'amri Nevarech, Omer Baruch Mavorach. Ashkin Ka'amri Baruch, Ona Amen. It's so Amen. Okay, now, Tani Chad, we learned in one brisa, Ona Amen, Achar Birch Potavarez and Meshubach. If a person says Amen after his own bracha, he's praiseworthy. We learn that it's despicable. So lo kasha, there's no kasha between two braces. So if it's the end of bonei v'shlaim, means if it's the end of a series of brachot, so one recites Amen. So we Ashkenazim only do this by bonei v'shlaim. But our Sephardic friends do it after Yishtabach, and they do it after, I think, in Birchos Krishma also, or not? Shomer Moisilad? No? All right, so, you sure? You're right, so Shomer Moisilad. Okay, now Abaye, Ani Le Mekala. Now, when Abaye would bench, he would say loudly the Amen. It's his own bracha. He says, so the workers will hear him and know to get up. So the Gemara learns that workers are only obligated to say the first three brachos. They don't have to say Atova Meitiv. So my copper says, as long as we don't have the thing. The employers are very tough at every minute, and so the Chachamim were making for them. They didn't have to say the last bracha. So when they say Amen, that seems like get up. The Atova Meitiv love the right. The Atova Meitiv is the Rabbanim. Rabbi Ashi Ani Leib Lechisha. Rabbi Ashi would say, "Bo never chavi shalom amen," or the Amen quietly. He says, "Ki heitlo nizalzu b'tova meitiv," meaning he didn't want people to be mizalza with it. And I was thinking, the last bracha is not so important, so he do it this way. All right, I don't have time. There's a whole tumult in the poskim about how do you say the last bracha? Do you have to say the lechisha or not? But like, so someone is saying b'zman hazeh, it doesn't make a difference. All right, now so we're going to take the lulim shalav. What a hash when he was a part of the bracha. All right, Yeshua, I'll see you all later tomorrow night for another night of Daf Yomi.